Victoria, Prince Edward Island is almost a parody of what people would consider PEI to be. It's governmentally mandated heritage homes, the paint colors matching exactly what they would have back in the Victorian era. The streets, although full of tourists, are also full of quaint bookstores and shops and children playing in the street still. It's a quaint town, but Rachel McLeod considers it the queerest place on PEI.
And then like, there's another person, I'm like, oh, they just lived on the street. Okay. And it was just very, everybody was like, well, everyone's gay, so.
Now, of course, not quite literally everyone who lives in Victoria is gay, but McLeod grew up in a smaller community outside of Victoria called Bredalbin. But when she turned about 16, she got her first summer job. She worked in the chocolate shop in Victoria, and the staff parties and community gatherings she started to experience started teaching her a lot about her own queer identity.
I mean, this whole community, like, it's every time like a new person moves here or someone new starts working here, it's not like a, it's not clicky, it's not like, ooh, who's this new person? It's always just like, they should probably come over for some drinks.
Like, on the outside, Victoria looks like a very traditional community. Its bookstore smells like mothballs, it's got an old theater built into the historic town hall, but Rachel was drawn to the way that new people were absorbed into the fold.
We need to find out what they're about. We need to hang out and get to know them, and you don't really see communities like that anymore. Like, it's very rare, and to be such a small place and just such a, it's just, it's like one of the few communities that I see that have like kind of withstood the test of time, and they've just stayed the same. It's like, you know, the 1800s when you have to kind of rely on your neighbors, and they feel like that here. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're just like, you know, you want a cup of sugar or a shot of whiskey? Like, we're here for you.
Rachel started taking people up on those offers. She attended staff parties, and what she was discovering were small queer pockets of people who were role models to her. So she decided that she needed to create those spaces for other queer people on PEI. What she did was create the smallest pride parade on PEI.
So it is kind of just a celebration of, you know, queerness really in rural communities. And it started with just a friend of mine being like, we need to do something. Like, we need to showcase how accepting this community is, and that, you know, there are queer people everywhere, and we can't just keep, you know, pretending that cities have pride and everywhere else doesn't. So
this year was the third iteration of the Victoria Pride Parade. And for the very first time in its history, it had a fire truck.
Inclusion for all!
The parade was shorter than a George Michael song. Quite literally. Freedom 90 started playing at the top of the one hill in Victoria, and by the time they had reached the bottom, George Michael hadn't stopped singing yet. But no matter the length, the point is McLeod wants to get people knowing that queer spaces should be everywhere on PEI.
Like, the pride is fun, but it's always more of a party. Like, it's more of a, you know, we're doing fun things, and, you know, but honestly, like, we should be having more resources and more queer-friendly spaces and more safer spaces.
Because to McLeod, well, queer people are everywhere on PEI.
You're starting to be like, oh, there's queer people here, because like, look at, you know, this, my neighbor's here. My neighbor is coming to this parade, or, you know, the person down the street is coming to this parade, and it's kind of bridging like maybe a generational gap too. So there's like, you know, there could be young queer people or older queer people, and this is a way to like bring them together, and they start, you know, networking, they start seeing each other, they start realizing, hey, you know what, we actually have quite a queer community just in this small place.
Rachel knows the importance of these queer spaces being in rural communities because she grew up in the small town of Bredalbin. But there are these little country towns everywhere on PEI that, especially in the winter, are really inaccessible from experiencing queer life in places like Charlottetown.
If you live in Tignish and it's January, like, you're probably not gonna be in town a lot to go and be a part of these things. So, you know, just having more community and more gatherings and more just being together, it would make a huge difference. And having like resources for people and different things like that would make a huge difference.
One of the people who creates those kinds of programs in Charlottetown is Rory Starkman. They're a community manager with Peers Alliance, which is a queer youth group based out of the capital city. But when they first moved from Toronto a number of years ago, they weren't finding that same queer community they had back in the Big Smoke.
And I started to kind of feel more and more, not necessarily isolated, but also very much like I was I was in queer relationships, but never in queer community. So, you know, there would be dances from Pride, and that would be fine. But I think something I was seeking was, you know, a place to actually go and talk about LGBTQ experiences. And at the time, Pride wasn't really offering that, and there wasn't a whole lot going on.
In Rachel McLeod's opinion, the answer to that lack of community lies in Victoria, a community that, in her words, has always been tight-knit.
The queer community could really, like, take a note out of that book and be like, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, we're not putting up walls here to keep people out. It's about making everyone in the community feel like they are just as important as everyone else.